This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
We look a customer in the eye right from the very start, and that customer will say to us, can you deliver an event for 600 people? And we have to deliver that for them.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. This podcast is one where you can hear insights into what we, that is our leaders of Team Challenge Company, feel make great teams and great teamwork, both here in the UK and around the world, something that we're going to be touching on a little later in this episode. I am joined, as always, by my two co-directors. I have Jerry and Stephen with me. Gents, how are we today?
Fabulous, Jonathan. I mean, can I just complain again about my own social environment? My youngest son is now doing his NAT5 exams.
Word, the stress is that you're under.
Yeah. So all teenage parents out there, I salute you. Just stick in there. We can do it together. Yeah. And I have a Facebook group starting for parental help. So take a look out for that.
Sign up to that. Stephen, how are you? Hopefully you've got something cheerier.
Jonathan, you won't believe I've run out of product placements to talk about today. So I'll just have a sip on my appetizer, kick back and listen to what you're going to talk about.
Folks, this episode in particular, I wanted to discuss some of our recent experiences where we've been delivering large-scale events, of course here in the UK, but also internationally. We have been part of a number of events that we've delivered around the world for our customers, UK-based customers that have asked us to go and deliver for their teams in other countries. And then, of course, maybe something we can touch on a little later. And, of course, the opportunity to support some of our Catalyst global partners who are delivering for their clients in their regions across the globe. Something we can talk on two different points, perhaps, but maybe just jump straight in and some of the most recent ones that we've delivered for those UK-based customers. Jerry, you've had some exciting trips. Anything you'd like to share with us on those most recent ones?
Obviously, there's some logistical challenges that come with it, but, you know, we could talk about that later. But one of my favourite was when I got to go over to Prague, one of our clients over there, Avis, if I'm allowed to probably give them a small plug. And that was exciting. I think it was 140 people. I had been to Prague, but at the time I was 19 and fueled for different reasons. So
you saw different, different bars.
Yeah, and this particular one was a city GPS scavenger hunt. So that was quite exciting. So we went over and prepped in advance. And
great
created
to do it in, obviously.
Great.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
The history and the culture, yeah.
I wasn't anticipating how pumped they were going to be as well, because I was told, oh, they're a little bit, you know, quiet and that. Being in a different country, I didn't know how they would react. But there was a stage, there was lights. So, you know, I went in full steam, as always. And they went crazy. It was amazing. They made flags, made everything. It was great. Great experience overall. But that was a great event. I mean, they're personally enjoyable, personally stressful. But when I can imagine the UK company, how stressed they are.
Yeah.
Because they have zero experience, if you like. So to get us and our contacts in the countries around the world, or cities around the world, is a great thing. I'd really enjoy doing them. And it shouldn't be a barrier of entry for us just because they want to do it in a city we've never been to. Yeah. Shouldn't frighten us. It should be back to a previous podcast in my memory. We're talking about the brand, the client. They want us to deliver. They trust in us. They see the experience that we can deliver. And that's what's important to them. Not just taking a punt at somebody else. As an event organizer, to let down 300 people in front of a room, is not the way to go. So that's why Team Challenge Company pumps.
Yeah. Stephen, you recently had an event in the Netherlands. I'm sure you'd be able to tell us about that.
I did. I recently back from an event in Amsterdam, and that's all I have to say about that. We had the privilege of working for a UK-based company who had a global incentive trip to Amsterdam, obviously brought their clientele and their colleagues from all over the world to do a creative event, and it was phenomenal, I must say. It lasted a number of hours. It was at a very prestigious Sheraton Grand Hotel right beside the airport, so logistically it was very, very simple for them. And we fitted in with their programme about creativity, design, development to enhance their current marketing efforts, and then they went and spent their free time in Amsterdam having a great time, created great memories for themselves and their teammates.
Yeah, 100%. Though, you know, those things, as Jerry's mentioned, don't come without their challenges. You know, was there anything in particular that you found more stressful or a little different to being in somewhere like Amsterdam, as you might be in your own, you know, remit where you've been in a hotel or a venue hundreds of times before?
I think one of the things that I do think about a lot is how the rest of our team are going to react to that, in that, I guess in the early days, long typical Jerry and I would fly in, deliver, fly back again. And that became quite samey. Whereas now we try and build in a little bit of, I'd say, free time, so that when our staff and our colleagues work in a place like Amsterdam, they have a couple of hours off to see around the city, appreciate it, depending on what their interests and hobbies are. And I think that's great, because
they can genuinely come back to the office or talk to their own friends and family, go, yeah, I went to Amsterdam. We spent a few hours on the canals, we went to the museums, et cetera, et cetera. And we also delivered an event as well, rather than just being work situation. So as you know, we try and build a little bit of time, if that's viable, around our events so that they're not just working in another hotel, which is quite samey, quite cookie cutter. We try and make it so that they have a little bit of an experience of a city or a mountaintop or whatever it might be, and really get a lot out of it for themselves and their own growth and development as an individual.
Yeah, I think there's a big plus to that too, you know, and again, some of our team that work on coordinating these events, it's nice for them to have the opportunity to see all the efforts that they've gone to. And especially it's exciting for them, of course, when they get to think that, oh, we get flown in and we get to stay in a nice hotel and all those kind of things. I do enjoy the opportunity to, it's not reward our team, it's the wrong word to use, but it's to give them that experience and the opportunity that they might not otherwise get. And also, they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
They get that looked after, and hopefully we do a good job of that when we're away.
And I think the cost is minimal, but the upside for that is great, because everyone wants to come back to their friends and family and say, oh, we went to Amsterdam, we did this, we did that. That's great for them, whether it's Amsterdam or Paris, or, you know, you guys know Dubai better than I do, because everybody asked you about that. Nobody asked you really, in your friends and family, what was the event like? Because they know what our event's like, whether we deliver it in Dublin or Belfast or Dubai. The events are very, very similar with the similar output and input. It's the extra stuff around that, which for us costs very little, but the actual bonus side of it for how it makes them feel as an individual is huge.
Sometimes that comes with its own challenges too, Jerry. Recently, I'm going to give a little shout out to a wonderful colleague of ours, Helena, who came with us to Paris. And Jerry and I had been delivering events, I think maybe four or five in a row, and we had four or five more to go. Helena, not so much, but she definitely wanted us to walk the entire 27 miles around Paris. Whilst Jerry and I were kind of like, oh, perhaps we could just get ready for the event tomorrow. But that was great fun. And actually, you know, I must say afterwards, I was very appreciative of the fact of her eagerness to get us out there and try and find the best pizza shop in Paris.
It was. You know, one of the biggest challenges, because, you know, it's not easy, has been the transport of equipment. Brexit has been like a killer, you know. However, on the flip side, not to be fearful. Most cities in the world are cities, so they've got what you need. And having been to some cities around the world more than once, you get quite comfortable and you think, okay, well, it's not that bad. We can, there's taxis.
it sounds stupid. Uber. Uber's a license.
I mean, you just go and you go and you roll on. But contacts is everything, isn't it? And like you mentioned, Catalyst Network Partners there. In whatever city that we do get asked to go to with our UK clients, it's always good to help and have somebody on the ground there.
100%. Yeah, it's been enormously supportive. And in fact, you know, there's a flip side to that too, where we have been requested to go and support some of our Catalyst partners in regions around the world, perhaps based on they have sold an event that they don't have the equipment for, or they don't have the expertise for, or even just that they have sold an event that is perhaps above and beyond the operational scale that they might be normally used to. And it's something that, you know, we probably thrive and revel in, and we're recognized that within our group of partners. Jerry, I don't know if there's any experiences of that, of recent, that you might talk to on those.
Yeah, I had an amazing one. Actually, you were on this one in Barcelona. The reason, I think it was 600, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, 600. But the true effort there was, it was the Infinite Loop, which is VR experience. So you can imagine the kit that was involved in that. And we did think that we were just along for a bit of help, but as it ended up, we needed to take care of. But again, what you don't know, you don't know. So when you arrive, your plugs doesn't fit. So you have to be on the ball. You can't just take it for granted. But that was a good experience for them. The client absolutely loved it. We delivered our end wholeheartedly, and great support from them from when we got off the plane, escorted in, and we got SIM cards that would work in our routers and those things that they were very good at seeing what could trip us up. So it was a really good experience and great to see the company that they work for. It was an enormous company, and I was blown away actually by the event itself, putting the company name on the side of the biggest hotel in Barcelona, all those type of things. And then they looked after us wonderfully after we went out for dinner, and it was a great dining experience, and one you would always remember.
One of the hardest things was trying to find you a pair of chinos that would get you through. We're used to black uniform here. They go all beige.
I'm going to say the size 32 in Barcelona is not size 32. Yeah.
fact. No, I remember that one well in particular. And again, as you say, our partner there in Spain, you know, they have experience and capability of the organization, but just not the level of delivery. So to be able to support that and to help him sell a large event for his customer that he might not normally have been able to without our support, I think feels really great. And something that we're always excited for, open to, you know, Stephen, I know you'll take any trip anywhere.
Absolutely. As long as there's fishing rod and a river involved, that's cool. I think, you know, for us, we look the customer in the eye right from the very start, and that customer will say to us, can you deliver an event for 600 people? And we have to deliver that for them. because we're there. And we will be there with them, holding their hand from the start right through to the end. And we would guarantee that we will deliver for them. And there's no place to hide. We're not just a company that will oversell and underdeliver. We deliver every single time. That's not a financial impact. That's an emotional impact. And we want the customer to shake our hand at the end and go, boom, blew it away. Never thought you could supersede what you did last year or the year before or the year before. And that's hugely important to us, not just for financial reasons, but just because we still love and enjoy.
No, listen, we've had some great experiences recently. You know, I saw personally, I had an amazing time in Sydney of delivering events out there.
Funny, I didn't get that invite.
Yeah, sorry, Jerry. Yeah.
we were in Inverness, Jerry, that day.
It was a one-way only. But again, a large event that they had delivered that they needed some support with, and our partners there, Be Challenge, we were very proud to support them. And yeah, I think being able to support those wonderful colleagues and partners of ours around the world really matters to us. Again, we don't do it for financial gain. If anything, you know, we do it for them and for our experience, for sure.
But I remember a time, Jonathan, where we had the opposite happen to us. We had enough equipment for this event for 10 teams, but they wanted 30. And one of our partners from South Africa flew over with the cases through the airport and arrived in the mountain of the job, and it was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
We couldn't have done that particular job without them.
Yeah, and again, that network and that ability to be able to scale for the need of the customer is a great thing, and something that we see, and we're talking about only about us, but we see it all the time with those partners. Particularly Europe in particular is also close together, so you know, the Belgians and the Dutch and the French are all helping each other with different events and things, and that's always exciting to see, I think, and be part of something special like that, you know. And again, it's all for good of the customer.
Absolutely, and our customers are those high street and big FTSE 500 companies, Tesco, Shell, NatWest, L'Oreal, Monster Energy, etc. And success leaves clues. You don't employ tens of thousands of people without having the opportunity to be able to take care of them, entertain them and reward them. And our company can take care of that for them, whether it be UK or abroad.
Yeah, and we should be proudful, because I were at an event recently. Jonathan was presenting, and afterwards a French boss lady came over and she goes, the energy that we give from this part of the world is like worth every penny. Because you forget. We did one in Malta, and there wasn't, the people were different, weren't they? But whereas when we walk in, you know, you presented that one, it was phenomenal.
I think I recognise, I recognise in particular, because there's always that worry of different cultures, and do they, because we obviously deliver with a lot of energy and a lot of engagement, passion for all those good words, and you kind of have a concern going into there, oh, will that be too much for these people? But you tend to find that the best companies in the world, they employ those kind of people anyway. So they come along for the party. And again, we talked about Dubai, we were just there. 3 minutes in, they were all dancing on their seats. We didn't know if we could calm it down after that. And I think that's a big testament to those opportunities that we get to take, you know.
Absolutely. Our customers want us to be in beast mode. We're always in beast mode when we're there delivering for them.
Beast mode, that's the one. So Team Challenge Company goes global, folks. We've been enjoying some great experiences recently, and we would love to share many more of them with you. If you'd like to learn more about the events that we've been delivering recently, you can check out some of our posts on our social media and, of course, our website, teamchallenge-company.co.uk. But for now, we will hope to see you next time, whether that be in the UK or somewhere else around the world. Jerry, Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jonathan, mate.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We will catch you all soon on the next episode of the Team Builders Podcast. Thank you.